Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out and see what you find there. I think you'll like what you find. You can learn an awful lot about what I say in the book without buying the book, but I think you'll like it if you buy it, and you can get the hardback version autographed or not autographed, also the e-version, two or three different ways there. So check that out. And a special offer, a couple of special offers there. Tim Berry, folks, is our good friend and our longtime Brain Trust member, more than 16 years now. He's been joining us. He's the guy who founded, he's basically the galactic guru of business planning and a living legend in that world, folks, and founder of Palo Alto Software. He's forgotten more about business planning than most of us will ever know. TimBerry.com, I hope you'll check that out. And also bplans.com is where you can find out more about how to learn more about business planning. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. What do you think is the future of angel investing, not rather than say venture capital, the big thing? What do you think the future of equity investing in small business?
I think that's going to continue forever. I think it will grow as business grows. I think that the world is going to struggle with what we call crowdfunding, where lots and lots of people invest small amounts in business, and I think it's going to take a long time before that happens as investment. Mm-hmm. Right now, crowdfunding is promising to buy and prepaying, or it's donation, or it's loans. Mm-hmm. But investment means you own part of the company. I think that inherently is going to need some sort of safety government regulation, because people buy all kinds of crazy things on the internet. And when you start selling stock to people, that there has to be some governing body to regulate that, or there's going to be fraud coming out of our ears.
Right.
The future is it will get easier. It will lighten up a bit. The more people will be able to do it, the regulations will eventually ease, because it makes a lot of sense.
Well,
and the next step is the angel investors, of whom there are hundreds of thousands already in the United States, will start to feel like crowdfunding. The process for getting angel investors might get easier because of some of these new laws when the SEC finally gets it regulated right and things like that. It's going to get easier. It's going to happen. I hope it's not a disaster that as soon as they open it up, there's some horrible fraud.
I'm afraid. I'm not optimistic about crowdfunding, and I never have been. I mean, I've been consistent about this all along. Look, one of my goals, Tim, as you well know, is to do whatever I can to help small businesses capitalize their business. And I believe that the best way for small businesses to capitalize their business is to have a going concern enough to where they can qualify for a loan. Because the best way to capitalize the growth of your business is from a loan from a bank. Well, banks are consolidating. I'm worried about the future of Main Street banking. I think one of the things we're going to see 10 or so years from now is an increase in crowd lending, not so much crowdfunding. More consolidated aggregating of small business lenders. And I don't mean institutions, I mean individuals, where angels will form lending consortiums, that kind of thing. What do you think?
That's a good one, Jim, because I certainly get the need more and more in email of people wondering that it's a gap that's not well filled. People have a decent business growing. Their prospects look good, but they're not an investment prospect. Mm-hmm. And we just
or they don't want to be an investment prospect. I mean, I'm
or,
not a
or they don't want to.
Yeah,
but excuse me. Then they can't get a loan. Sorry.
Bless you.
And thank you. And there is a gap there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's no, I don't want to marry somebody, and
mm-hmm.
you get an investor who's part of your business, and it's another marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have the collateral to borrow the money. So what happens in that case? I know
you
that
got different
case
standards.
Well,
I think this is the way
was that case for years.
This is mine too. This is the way the marketplace will go around. All the Dodd-Frank regulations that are hindering banks from loaning money right now. Hey, Tim, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.